Some people think of March as the beginning of spring. We believe it's the time you stop saying Fresno and start saying Fres yes. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Show. It's a fun place for beer geeks to hang out. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And Rad Stacy.
Oh, look at this. It's official. Okay. Official. Oh, my God. We're just a crazy, crazy trio of people drinking beer, talking about the beers we drank last week. Looking out for some beers to drink in the future. The listeners call us and tell us some stuff, and we go, that's cool. And then we all go. Crack open some bros. Oh, man.
Some bros.
I think people should crack open more bros to get rid of them.
Yeah.
we bust some bros' heads.
Bro cancellation.
We have an inundation of bros. There
it is.
Just kidding. Hey, bros listening.
Well, I messed me up because I was going to say bruise. I said bruise, but then I remembered I hate the word bruise. But then I tried to save it by making fun of it. But now I'm like, oh, that's not genuine, Mike. And that all went through my head in about a quarter of a second there. So,
You making fun of something is not genuine?
That's genuine. No, but like, I was going to try and save myself. I was saying bruise in a real way, but I was trying. I realized what I did, and I tried to cover it up with the joke, and now I feel like a piece of shit.
We can still hang. It's fine. It's cool. It's cool, fam.
I'm a piece of shit.
He's like, I'm getting another call. I got to go.
Hold on.
Bam. I'll never live this down.
Mom, yes, Mom. What is it?
I opened my beer that I opened. It was Camarado Brewing. It is ale is. Oh no, sorry, that's their saying. Ale, yeah. Instead of hail, yeah. Ale, yeah. This is a crowler can. Remember how Zach used to do the crowler cans?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Full Nelson is the beer it's called. It's 7.5 alks. And then this is from Wazoo. That's what I have right now. And I drink Hopnosis. Cold IPA from Firestone Walker Brewing. Secret cold IPA. Nobody else cold. Knows.
So I should have tried that. I went to Eureka Burger today for lunch.
Ooh, yes.
Just super funny. I actually really wanted a burger, and then I got there and I ordered tacos.
Isn't that always the way?
I don't know. I regret nothing. It's fine. It felt right. And I saw on their little list of like, oh, specialty shit that they got going on. And I was like, oh, it's that cold IPA. but I ended up going with the Deadwood porter from Southgate.
Yeah.
Nice. So nothing you set out to do was accomplished today.
Right. I went in with one plan and walked out with another. So
that's what I'm drinking.
That's how it goes.
Nick?
I don't know. It was so. I had like a weird, palate anomaly today. I was like, okay, I want a burger, and then I got fish tacos, and I upgraded to the truffle fries, which I don't know that truffle fries really go with fish tacos. And then I got a porter with all that. So, like, I don't know. I had like a weird.
You had a lot going on today.
It's weird weather, so I ordered weird stuff that don't go together.
Yeah, if the weather doesn't stop being weather soon, I'm gonna fucking lose it, man. I can't stand this Seattle crap. I don't know how you Seattle people do it. It sucks.
I know. I'm wondering if it's gonna be weird like that when I'm in Portland, beginning of April.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be.
We'll see.
You will notice nothing different.
I've been there.
I'll be like, oh,
I've been there in June, and it's like this. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'd rather have this kind of weather than August 15th in Fresno any day, to be honest.
What did Nick open?
I also opened a Camarado Brewing, but I did the High Altitude West Coast IPA.
Oh, you got the West Coast.
It's piney. It's got that. This is the Oregon spruce tip hop kind of flavor,
NorCal,
not a SoCal dank. Dank, remember, Dank is back.
Oregon, NorCal, they love the tree, make the trees.
Yeah, America. Put a tree in my beer.
Not a farm.
No saison. No dusty.
Okay, a pine tree farm. Christmas tree farm.
Tree farm ale.
Actually, that'd be a great name for a beer. It's a Christmas tree farm.
I'm sure it exists. I guarantee.
Note it.
Noble fir.
The noble fir. But the noble fir really doesn't, that one doesn't smell so much, right? Isn't it like the sprucey one or Douglas fir? I should know that because my husband's name is Douglas.
Douglas fir. And I always go get,
I'm like, I brought a Douglas fir for my Douglas for the living room.
Did you also write Does he laugh Christmas every year? Tree
lot? Please tell me he still laughs at that joke.
He's always just like, why the fuck did you get a tree? Like, I hate this.
I hate you. I hate this.
It goes beyond the tree or beyond the joke.
Yeah, because it's always, I wait until like the day that it's raining and I'm like, hey, you and the kids should like go get a tree. He's like, that sounds like such a fucking great idea.
Oh, man. Poor Douglas. I feel him.
The person lives in the house with a truck. A tree.
The husband. Right. That is classic husband life right there. Like, You're just like literally been sitting for like 1 minute for the first time all week, like, and then the wife says, "You know what you should do?
One better than that is when you get a chance.
When you get a chance,
which means do it immediately.
Which means you should have done this shit yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been thinking about it all night.
Which
she was
means
there
like, why have I? Why has it come to the point where I have to ask you? Is what's going on in her head. But yes, when you get a chance.
Sorry. Now that's a hazy IPA if I ever heard of one. When you get a minute.
When you get a minute.
If you could just.
Yes, it is.
And that's a 10%er right there. That's a fucking triple hazy. I can't get through this shit to save my ass for nothing. Yeah. That's husband life. And I feel for you, but I don't change my ways.
I feel for you, but also I'm not breaking code I've got a job to do and I'm going to do it.
Wives have solidarity for sure. We know what's up.
Yeah. We do need to be checked. Otherwise, we'll just sit and stare at the sky for all day if I'm allowed to.
Yeah, and like we can't make you think that you're always winning. Like you win enough of the time to like keep you coming back, but not all the time. It's got to be a little fear there.
What are you drinking there, Rad Stacy?
You know, I'm just getting through this very last Fat Tire Nouveau so I can move on with my life.
Next chapter,
please. Next chapter where we're good. And I'm going to open up a Old Rasputin next, actually. I don't have a whole... lot in my fridge, but I do have some good cold, fresh, old raspy. So I'm going to cleanse my palate with that in a moment.
Wow. Classic. More classic raspy.
Pro tip, there's a way to decode the dates on those. I don't know if you
know. There is.
I was listening to a podcast last week.
Shouldn't be unnecessarily complicated, but here you go. That was super funny. It was funny. My husband was like, Are you supposed to share that? And I'm like, I don't fucking work for them. They sent it to me. Whatever. Are you the FBI?
TTV.
North Coast plant.
What are they going to not serve me food at their tasting room when I'm there next week?
Can't believe you gave away our dating. code on that dumb podcast.
We want it to be fucking mysterious. Yeah.
we're mysterious.
Of like the older the Rasputin, the better. Listen, I don't think that shit's true.
If they're saying that, that's too bitter for them when it's fresh. They want the hops to settle out.
Too bitter. I get it. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
I still think it's weird, but
I mean, we all like to age some things and let the alcohol settle off and things, but for the most part, there's no point in letting anything sit. Like, nothing really gets better. It doesn't get necessarily better.
Yeah, because even wine, like, you know, I've been to like wine auctions where people are like, I bought this like big, you know, cooler full of all this wine. And there's this wine that was bottled in 1930. And I was like, you got fucking ripped off. Like, it's gonna taste you just like bought shit. This 100-year-old wine and you're going to pretend that shit is the bomb with all your rich friends. But I'm telling you right now, it's shitty. The cork disintegrated in my hand and I ate it. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, I sprinkled it on my chopped salad.
That's so gross. And it like, it was a red wine, but now it's white because you have all this, like every single tannin, every single bit that made it a wine in 1930 has fallen completely out of it. That's what happens to beer when you age it too. I bet you an old Rasputin 100 years from now would be clear.
Wow. Really?
Well, I'll see you in 100 years.
Yeah. I'm going to see you in 100 years.
I'm going to be one of those heads on Futurama, and I'll be able to try it, I think. No, they can't. Somebody will have to pour the beer into my head jar, and then I'll
You know what?
It.
Now, this shit's going to go in my will now. I'm going to tell my daughter. I'm going to be like, listen, you got to open this in 2123, okay?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. You gotta tell my ghost.
Grandkids has to open. I don't know
if I'll be able to hear you or not, but you gotta say it out loud. You gotta say, "Mom, it tastes like shit." And hopefully I'll hear it. It's clear. You're right.
Yeah. When you're in Elysium, okay, when you're on a spaceship out there, you gotta take this bottle with you.
You're on some
You gotta planet. Open it out there in space and just let me know what happened.
When you get to the edge of the earth and jump off.
Dude, it'll be like Star Trek where they can plug in like brew recipes and it just pours like the perfect. So you're out. Like, I want Fat Tire 2010.
Got a badass physics.
Don't tell Mikey that. He's going to get drunk on Younger again.
They got a badass physics machine on the Star Trek Enterprise.
But do they have it on Nitro?
I don't know if they can make a Nitro one. Computer, make me a Nitro. That was my captain.
Earl Grey.
Oh, good. So, Nitro. Can you Nitro an
Earl Grey, my old Rasputin, please?
Could you please Nitro and Earl Grey, my old Rasputin? That would be amazing.
Let it go. Double culture. We added high production value since Rad Stacey's joined the staff.
I got some messages and a whole bunch of follows. Uh-oh. So I was like, man, at least 10 people like listen to this thing, which is great.
Welcome to the family, Rad Stacey.
I know. It was actually really awesome.
Start looking for Pittsburgh flights.
My confidence.
Start looking at Pittsburgh flights.
Nobody said anything to us. I wonder what that means.
That's true. It's a little nerve wracking. I'm like, maybe they're just like, who's this bitch? I don't know. Get out of here. She's the haziest one of them all. Yeah.
I can tell she's lied about how much she hates hazies. She's full of shit.
Haze brunette. What do you call her?
She was secretly drinking hazies. I swear to God, I saw her out of the barrel drinking a hazy the other day.
1101 hazies.
She loved it.
It is possible. I told all the people out of the barrel, I was like, hey, you should listen to this podcast or you're a freaking tool if you don't. So, And they're like, oh shit. I'm like, yeah, we are world fucking wide.
That's right.
Like, get it.
You can't go anywhere in Iceland without somebody saying, like, oh, did you hear the show today? And that they call it the show in Iceland. They call it Perfect Weather. They just call it the show.
The show. Yeah.
Did you hear the show today? Like, oh, yeah.
You know, how much joy would it bring us? Like, we should develop some sort of cult following so we could actually have a stage, like a live stage Perfect Pour in Iceland, like somewhere in some like weird seedy pub in Iceland. Like, what kind of dream would that be?
Is there, any, so cool. Is there anything seedy in Iceland, though?
I feel there like is. I went to the Punk Museum in Reykjavik. It's underground. It's in their very first public restroom. And it's now a punk museum.
Nice. Wow.
And they tell you to not piss in the toilet because it doesn't operate anymore. And now it's an art piece.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but there's a great picture of my daughter right flipping me off at the age of, like, I don't know, 11. And I was like, hey, we're in a punk museum. Like, give me the bird. And she was like, what? Yeah, it was great.
It's Iceland.
No, but it's like this historical deal where it says, like, okay, Iceland first discovered, punk hasn't come here yet. And like you go through the whole thing where you finally get to punk, like in the 60s and 70s.
Wow.
It's really good. Yeah. So we should podcast from there, if anywhere.
I like it.
I have no problem with that. Any, if there's a philanthropist that listens to the show that wants to make that happen for us, we're welcome. We'll listen to it.
We just need one large donation. I mean, that's it. We will actually crunch the numbers for you, and then we just need one. Yeah, one large donation.
We'll get us one there. Large.
We're gonna all gonna need to bring.
We're thinking
our family.
Like $2 million should cover it.
Damn! Like, how much beer are you drinking out there?
Like, well,
are we flying first class?
Like, it's a it's a buffer. We gotta have.
We're gonna stay all the 5 stars.
Mike might go to jail. We don't know.
Well, that's highly probable. I don't know how stiff the laws are in Iceland to being a drunk
idiot. I don't even know
idiot,
if they have jails in Iceland. They're just like, hey, you've done a very bad thing, and the culture's going to, like, we're going to shame you, and you're going to feel bad. They're like, oh, damn. Yeah.
They throw you in the volcano and just, like, sort it out, bro. If you can come back, you're
done.
They throw you in the very, very hot spring.
Super, super
hot. The one that's a little too hot.
Yeah, everyone's like, no. <nah, I'm>
It feels like perfect. Go in.
Get it together, guys. Focus. We're in culture.
Sorry. Okay, all culture. Right.
Nick, start it off. Go. Throw
I
a
like
culture
that we've
item.
Tangented before the first segment of the show. I'm feeling good about this, guys. Well, what else could we talk about but Fresnes Fest 2023.
Fresno Festival, for those in Iceland, it's a festival downtown Fresno, centered around Tioga Sequoia Brewing. You may have heard of it. Right now, this would be a week that Matt wouldn't be on the show anyway, because he'd be too busy. If you guys remember those, when Matt would be like, I can't, because of Fresnes. So right now, Matt's
just say
very
no.
Busy. Yeah.
To Fresnes, yes.
Say
I'm
no.
Just kidding.
Oh, just, gosh. Here we go.
All right.
Fresnes.
Oh,
jeez. No, I like Fresnes.
Slipping them in there.
It's fun.
It's fun good. In the afternoon, early afternoon.
Yes. Before it starts getting like weird. Yeah. Fresnes weird.
It's for the single people later in the evening. The married people are like, oh, my God, this is crazy.
Well, the last Fresnes Fest I went to, I remember drinking a bunch of Zorro with people I can't remember now. And then I like had a hot dog from one of those guys that was like grilling hot dogs in the grocery cart.
Oh, street meat.
Those folks?
They were, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, those are the guys outside the concerts. Were they outside the festival? Like,
yeah, they were outside the festival. And I was like, yeah, I've had like 5 Zorros and like a freaking grocery cart grilled hot dog seems like a fucking perfect idea. Like,
Dang,
get after it.
Well, I'm bacon just and jalapenos, please.
Laughing because the festival, half the festival is freaking food trucks. So they're like outside the festival with their own food, street food.
Cart.
Yeah, but guess what? They didn't have a fucking line.
Yeah, so, that's right. Hell yeah.
You know, there's that.
I'm all about that. Like, who doesn't have a line?
Draw you in.
It's true. I could smell it, and I was like, "I'm fucked up, and I should probably eat something." This seedy looking food cart.
Those damn food carts smell hella good after a show or after a thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're just like, "Oh my God!"
I tell you can't use the Target carts anymore because they're plastic. That really fucks up the hot dog flavor. I'll tell you that.
Oh, a connoisseur, are we? Getting particular about where our hot dogs are grilled on now.
We didn't know.
It's a melted to the cart. So sorry.
Whoa.
But the plastic is free.
Chris Pratt's one of the hot dog vendors?
It's an Italian guy pretending to be. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. Yeah, I'm just making accents that don't make any sense at all.
Fresh Jazz Fest, Saturday. Be there. I'm going to be there to watch Dorktown Network personality Joshua Teehee's band, the Downwinders, play at Tioga at 1:30.
Nice. Oh, man, that's early. Yeah, Mikey, you know how early that is?
I go early to that place.
You're the early bird,
I'm
huh?
The guy that's early.
I do like Teehee. That's awesome. Very cool. Teehee. Okay. Now you've piqued my interest, see? Mm. And now will the grocery cart hot dog guy be there like at 2?
No, he will not.
Oh, no, I don't think he starts until sundown.
Yeah. Yeah.
After the cops have gotten busy with other things. Uh-huh. Shoo him along. I gotcha.
No permit. No ticket.
No ticket.
Are they going to tow the cart away?
Make a big old scene.
I already paid for it.
Load up this little cart on the back. We're impounding your cart.
This is what happens.
Target has requested their shopping cart back.
I'd like to see your health department certificate, please.
Yes.
It's so, touched fire, sir. It's fine.
Tioga's going to have a beer release, I think, with New Rock 104. The beer this year is a New Rock 104 beer.
Oh, it's what? Not for the mayor this year?
No. Yeah.
Wow.
Can't have the That's mayor a shame. Every year. So, okay. I think it's a Kolsch, though. Rad Stacy, I think it's a Kolsch.
I'm into Kolsches.
I'm into Kolsches. Oh, my God. He said
Kolsches. Okay. Yeah. Into it. Like it.
How have we gotten that far in the show and not put that together?
You now own that soundbite. You feel free to use it.
Paul's listening. He's going to write a Kolsch song.
Yeah, watch out. Paul.
You know what? You know what? I give you permission. Do it.
Wow. Do it.
Do it. Do it.
I don't think Paul's got the studio set up he had before because he hasn't been doing it for a while.
He doesn't have
what are you accusing him of?
I'm not accusing him. I'm just trying to defend him, actually.
He's a little nomadic these days. He doesn't have the
Don't anchor. You just need like a cardboard box that has some like padding on the inside? And you just put the mic up inside of it.
That's for soundproofing, but no. I mean sound making better.
I was married to a musician for a little bit. And it just seems like that's, I don't know. He was pretty like off the cuff.
He did that.
Didn't have a studio.
He did that kind of shit.
Had a cardboard box with some stuff inside.
He was always putting padding inside of cardboard boxes all the time. I never asked what it was about. I assumed it was that.
He said Justin Bieber did it.
He got so tired of listening
this
to me.
This is what Justin like, Bieber
maybe this
does.
Cardboard
okay?
box will help.
When you get a chance, no, I'm in my box. Sorry.
I probably said that to him maybe twice.
I'm making boxes, honey. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disturb box making time.
Gotta make my box.
Sorry, honey. Gotta make my boxes.
Guys, it's always tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. It's fine.
That's right.
It's good.
So what you gonna be there, Nick? That I'm trying to sell Rad Stacy on it. Is Nick gonna be out there?
I'm sold. I'm there.
Oh,
just tell me if you're there.
Commitment.
I don't want to go by myself.
I was tempted to do a late night Prez, yes, but now you guys have got me thinking I should go early.
Oh. Yeah, don't get caught up in the
weeds. You know you're not
going to
go late night. If you're going to be like, oh, I'll go late, you damn well know. It's like, be like 7 o'clock, you're like, I'm not going to go out there.
I'm not. Well, I got to go get my Hella Fresno stickers. That's pretty much my motivation this time.
I still got mine from last year, so.
Well, yeah, you can make those on new Etsy. Ones.
I need the street sign stickers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, we can do some kind of like awkward get it at like 1:15.
No, I have enough awkwardness during the day. I don't need it on my off time too.
Are we going to pretend we don't know each other?
Yeah.
Yes. And we should record the whole thing. I'm sorry. Who are you?
Stop hitting on me. Oh my God.
That's what you guys will be saying to me.
Yeah. Knock it off. Jeez.
So aggressive. Oh my God.
Geez, all right.
I didn't know that you were so tall.
Snapchat me later, okay? Not here.
So I was at a work event earlier at Marie Callender's. They have a bar. Like, did you guys know that there's a bar at Marie Callender's?
I almost did a spick take. And
I'm sorry.
I was at a work event at Marie Callender's.
You know, at Stacey's job, there's a lot going on here already, and she hasn't even got to the story yet.
So much.
Yes, I do know that bar. I actually love that bar. I haven't been in that bar in forever.
There was like
that is a robust, big ass Marie Callender's bar, by the way.
So the roof was leaking the entire time from the rain, which that's already a thing. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on with Marie Callender's? Yeah, but somebody like a rando like came up to me and they stood next to me like super close, like shoulder to shoulder. But it was more like their shoulder to my elbow sort of deal because I wore heels today because I wanted to feel like super important.
You come to
Marie Callender's? Like 6'3" today.
Wow.
And this woman was like, oh, my God, I feel so short. And I just looked down at her and I said, yeah, you should.
Yeah, you should.
And then she just was like quiet. I'm like, was I really mean right now? But I don't know what to say when people are stating the obvious.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
It was a weird thing for her to say. So she deserved it.
I was your height once and then I didn't like it. So I kept going.
Hey, weird stuff happens in you're like, this is going to work for me. I'm going to. Go ahead and
I don't like sniffing balls all day. I'm going to be way above that.
There you go. I mean, you never know what's going to happen in Marie Callender's bar. I mean,
it's true.
I mean, all kinds of personalities are in there.
But I mean, it's a very well stocked bar. I'll say that they've got some like shiny Moscow Mule tumblers back there. And there was one like kind of sad looking regular at the corner. You know, it's like it felt very typical.
Yeah.
But yet I was like, I didn't know. I don't know why I didn't know.
I wonder how other Marie Callender's are, if that was like a normal thing. This is an old Marie Callender's.
The one by the school.
Yeah.
And the Caddy upper corner education to, school
it's
here
literally
in Fresno.
Caddy corner to Fresno State, the highest education center in the land. Has a Marie Callender's bar.
There's a huge urban encampment happening at the old Black Angus as well. Oh, so that was also interesting to watch. So,
yeah.
Hey, come to Fresno. Come to Fres Yes Fest. It's south of all that. Don't worry.
Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah.
Meet me for a shot at Marie Callender's after
that northeast shit. That homeless northeast shit. Don't worry about it. You can go to Fres Yes Fest and you'll not have to deal with that. You just have to deal with a lot of tacos and I don't know. And
suspicious wieners.
Yes. A lot of that. Definitely a lot of that.
Oh, so great.
So, yeah. Fresh is fast. Tiger Square.
Yeah.
Matt's going to be really busy. Don't try to get Matt into a conversation.
Are you serious? He's too busy. So none of them are going to be at Gazebo.
I wonder what the seat's going to be like at Gazebo Gardens.
Ghost town. It'd
be mellow. Maybe it'd be a good time to go to Gazebo Gardens.
Actually, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like hit up Fres Yes at 1:15. Is that what we discovered? Yeah, 1:15.
1:30 set for Down Wonders.
Okay.
That set.
And then at 5:15, you go to Gazebo.
Yeah.
To sober right. up.
Yeah. That's why I got to get sober. I'm just going to give me some. Give me some fat tires, sober up.
Yeah, well, and you could just like, you know, it's a straight shot. You could just Uber back and forth.
Yeah. Uber. Yeah, you just keep checking out the scenes at each place. You're like, it's kind of dead. Let me go to the back. Let me go back to Fresh Yes Fest.
Are they gone?
Where have all the good beers gone?
Yeah, you have some other culture, oh. Nicholas? Yeah, uh-oh. Uh-oh, Rat Stacy's, she's off the rails.
Early 2000s.
It's so off the rails. I started my day by stepping in cat shit. And so, like, I just feel like my whole day has been off the rails. Wow.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
That's a sign, yeah.
Yeah, I should have just gone back.
Did you take a bath, though, Rat Stacy?
I did. Right, yeah. Well, actually, right now. Before hopping onto this thing, I was like rushing.
You cannot be on this show unless you've bathed.
Well, yeah. Well, I washed everything like after I stepped in the cat pickle. I was like horrified.
You're like,
was a barefoot experience?
I'm going to go.
No, it was a flip flop experience.
Oh.
Which is,
close enough.
Yeah. And what was funny is on my way to getting into the car, I like pointed it out to my kid. I was like, hey, don't fucking step in that. And then after I dropped her off at school, I came back and I fucking stepped in it like a freaking idiot. Yeah.
That's the worst.
You're I saved I one and there. Sacrificed myself.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I wonder why, because I have the excuse of being an old dude. So I'm like, old man stuff when I do that. But like, what excuse do you have? That's tough.
It's just, I don't know, like, I think the whole Mercury in retrograde thing might be the reason. I don't know.
Stupid Mercury in retrograde.
Holy shit. Yeah, because all revolves around me and my experiences, and nobody has experienced anything worse than that.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you can go inside and go, when you get a chance, can you pick up the cat shit like I said?
Yeah, and it's not even my cat because I don't own any cats.
So you haven't had a chance, like, honey? No chances?
Cat?
You've had zero chances to pick that up.
Yeah, it's just
no chance.
You know, salt poured on the wound right there. Yeah, for sure. So,
any other stuff, Nick?
Do you have any frequently asked questions about Fresh Yes?
I don't. I just wrote a Fresnes post on the Fresnes like an hour ago, so I'm good on Fresnes.
You know all the things.
Yeah.
There's not anybody who's like, what is it?
It's putting in the Google, what is the Fresnes Fest?
It's the answer to the Fresnes No Fest, obviously.
Will there be water stations?
That's what the Central Coast should start, a Fresnes No Fest.
Right. I know, like, one of my best friends lives in Pismo, and he texts me like every Saturday. He's like, what the fuck is all your whole fucking town is here? And I'm like, oh, you want me to come over? And he's like, fuck off. Yeah.
And we don't need them more.
Everywhere I go, some dumb shit. And I'm like, are you from Fresno? They're like, yeah, I'm from Fresno. You fucking thought so.
No, he literally like lives right on Pomeroy, like right on the drag. And so he sends me all these pictures. He has a blowhorn, and he does the whole like right at like 11:30 midnight. He does the like the siren. You can see all these guys down there like, oh shit, like I'm drunk in public.
Dang.
Because I've been up on his balcony when he does that, like hammered, and just it's the funniest thing. Well, and I'm like, pull over.
What's he thinks he's gonna see when he lives literally on a tourist street?
I don't know, but he likes to harass me about it.
See some OG Pismo people. Like, oh fuck!
Yeah, he lives right above Hoagies, Pismo and Bob, I know if Bags is listening to this, he knows who I'm talking about. Yeah.
That's what's up, Tony Bags? I don't know.
Does Bags listen to this anymore? He's like in LBC.
He's still friends with us. I don't know if he listens, though. He probably doesn't.
Well, I asked somebody the other day if they're still allowed to buy There Does Not Exist now that he doesn't live here. Like, maybe he doesn't exist. And they were like, oh, shit. And I'm like, yeah, think about it.
Did you think about that?
Shots fired, Bags. Call in.
Tony Bags.
I love gold.
All right. I'm going for it. I don't care anymore.
It's over. Whoa.
See, sloppy poor and everything.
Art is hard. Is that what that was?
Yeah. North Park's DDH Art is Hard. It's a great beer. One of my favorite beers. Dang. I think Wazoo donated this one too, if I'm not mistaken.
It but looks is hazy. Cold?
Is it cold?
Did it not happen?
I love gold.
No, I said cold, not gold.
No, you said gold.
I said cold.
It's
I know what I said.
It's starting to get room temp because I've had it sitting out here, but all right, it's still good.
Was it cold brewed?
Oh, it's cold brewed. They might start saying it's cold IPA here.
Oh, jeez.
Nick, are you good? You got some more?
I don't understand this yet. I just came across this. Bell's Brewing has what looks like a record.
Is it vinyl?
A vinyl. A playlist built for sunshine, Oberon, a summer album.
Mm-hmm.
Is this real? It's on Spotify. They made a playlist on Spotify,
their Oberon.
The image they have is if they had pressed a record.
Oh, you're like, wait, can I buy this?
Yeah,
that sounded cool. I was like, I'm listening.
So, yeah, if you're on Spotify or Apple Music, you can click the link and it will take you to the playlist built for sunshine. The sounds of Oberon.
Okay.
Thanks, Bells.
Thanks, Bells.
Bells? Okay.
Bells.
I had a good friend who worked for Bells for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
Is Bells buy up here now?
Uh-oh. Googling.
Is it? I know, right? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. It was either Bell's or there's another brewery.
Yeah, it was. Aren't they part of the Firestone Walker and
No, they're not in that.
And thing. Their network, right?
I don't think so.
Hold on. Everyone, don't you have music for this while we're like
Lion Little World Beverages.
Oh yeah, sorry, New Belgium, not
New Belgium, Brad Stacy.
Yeah, it is. It's
owned by Kieran.
Yep, Bells went into the Lion Little World.
I thought at first, whatever.
Though, like, there's another one that was Firestone and the Belgian company that bought them.
Duval.
Yeah,
Duval. Yeah, there's another. There's a third one. There's Firestone, and then the Kansas City brewer.
Right. Yeah, that's what I am.
Oh.
Boulevard.
Yeah, they had like a big sexual harassment scandal that, like,
sorry to laugh went down.
I know. Yeah, I remember because when I worked there, like, they were just like, "Hey,
don't sexually harass, okay?
We don't do that shit around here."
just wow. So you know, apparently you can't sexually harass anymore.
We all had to watch a video.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I spent five minutes watching a video. It was fucking hell.
Yeah, it is Boulevard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Firestone, Boulevard, Alma Gang, Chaba, and Bernard.
What was Chaba and Bernard?
Yeah, so here it is. The founder of Boulevard Brewing says he's sorry after numerous allegations of sexual harassment within the company were made public. He's like, now you made it public. I got to be like,
what year was this?
Oh, now I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What year was that?
2021. Oh. January 28th, 2021. Okay. Yeah.
I was unaware of this.
Yeah, that is when we got all this, like, all these emails saying, like, hey, our sister brewery, they've gone rogue, they're grabbing asses. Like,
it's anarchy. Everyone's ass has been grabbed at this point.
Yeah, so he says, it makes me feel horrible that I did these horrible things. Yeah, like, get out of here. I don't know.
Yeah, who wrote that for him?
Himself, apparently. It's in quotations. it's kind of hard for me to speak to these kind of things until we really look into these allegations, he says. Do you have camera footage of me being terrible? Yeah, I don't know. Because if not, I say I didn't do it. Right. Yeah, so he backed down. He was like, I'm sure he got, I don't know. I have nothing to say. Whatever.
That was,
I didn't work for him. They were elsewhere.
You have any Boulevard stories?
I don't have any Boulevard stories. Oh. Nah. CD or otherwise. So
ass grabbing. Get me on a plane tonight.
Yeah, I don't have any like Firestone or DeBeltum stories like that either. Either like I'm not worthy of ass grabbing, or it just, you know, was embedded in the culture to not do that shit, which I think it's B.
Which they had like a nice company, respectable places.
Is that what you're trying to
tell?
They had normal people and a nice company.
Right. It wasn't just like, oh, you work here and it's awesome that you work here, and now it's going to get weird.
I'm going to make it weird. Great. As soon as everyone else has gone home.
Was that in the small print? I don't remember saying that.
What section of the employee handbook was that in?
So bad. Wow. Okay, cool. So we've got Frez, yes. We've got people flying in for that from all over. Yep. That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Yeah, from Iceland even. You have a very little time, guys. Like, book your flights in Iceland. Just get here.
Make sure to make your reservations.
The Marie Callender's.
For Yosemite. Yes. Yeah, Marie Callender's also Yosemite. Marie Callender's, and then, yeah, stop at Marie Callender's on your way up to Yosemite. Enjoy it.
Yeah, you need, Icelanders, you need a good 15 hours because it's like 8 hours over to Newark, and then you got another 5 from Newark to California. So just, you know, plan accordingly.
And there's no direct.
I will pick you up at the airport. Don't worry.
Red Stacey just volunteered to pick you up.
It's going to be great.
But come to the Fresno. Don't fly into San Jose or San Francisco and expect us to pick you up, because we're not. You got to go to Fresno. Fresno Yosemite International. Also known as FAT.
Funny. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm not. I'm good. Please go in.
Oh, I was going to say, we stayed at an Airbnb in the northern part. It's Akureyri. I'm probably like fucking that up, the name of the town. But the woman was like, I've been to Fresno.
What?
Like the owner of this Airbnb. Yeah. She's like, I've been to Fresno. I landed there and then I went straight to Yosemite. Mm. Right. Like, just like, no Pasco. No, she didn't collect $200.
Like, they're like, hurry. She's hurry. Like,
fucking.
You're like, she's hurry, like, get on this bus. Get on this bus. Hurry. They're like, oh, yeah, no, like, I kind of like the look at the city. No, don't look at the city at all. Let's get on the bus. Put your head down. We're going to be driving through the city for the next 20 minutes. Just keep your head down. Don't look out the window. There's all kinds of weird shit. Just keep your head down. Like, we'll tell you when we're close to Yosemite. Like, then you can look up.
She was like part of this tour group. She's like, oh, yeah. So she's from England, actually, and she married an Icelander. So that's all interesting in and of itself.
Who hasn't? Who hasn't had their little Icelander fling?
Well, she made it into like a whole lifestyle, which is super great. Oh my god!
Brad Stacey's had our first faux pas on the as a member of the show.
So anyway,
I mean, who hasn't dumped their whole beer all over their equipment and gone like, oh shit, my computer is probably gonna die, guys?
Well, it's not on my equipment. At least it's just on my floor, but.
We're not liable for that. Red Sissy, we're not liable for any equipment destroyed during the recording of The Perfect Bar. Forgot
that. I talk with my hands too much. Gosh darn it. Mm. Okay.
What are you from New Jersey?
My laptop has suffered a drink or two.
But yeah, she was like, oh, she goes, well, we like landed. We were part of this tour group and we landed. And this bus just came and got us. We stayed at like a Holiday Inn overnight and then we went to Yosemite and that was it. Right. And she was like, it seemed interesting, Fresno. And I was like, shut up.
From my window at the Holiday Inn, it seemed pretty, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to go get a towel really quick. You guys culture portion. So I can handle my 1945 wood floor for a moment. Oh. Husband's gonna be so mad. Oh, just
don't tell
give
him.
Me a moment. Don't tell him. Go on.
Nick, did you have any other culture things?
Let's see. No, but I could dig something up.
No, you don't need to. I'm just asking. Mm-hmm. We're good. Mm-hmm. Just a message to Scotty B. California is looking into banning Skittles and other candies because they give you, they're linked to giving you cancer. So California is looking into banning this. So Scotty B, you got to get on in on that, making that beer, that Skittles beer before that you promised. Before you can't do it anymore. So hurry up with that. But yeah, that was the only thing I had to mention. And another thing, it's not worth mentioning this week, so I'm passing on it. I'm sure if Francis has any other culture items, I'm sure it will be brought up later in a different part of the show.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your
like the listeners to participate in the show. If you have something you think the Perfect Pour listenership would like to hear, or you have a question for us that you want us to talk about, you can message us, you can email us, you can leave a voicemail, you can call 559-492-0542. That is a 24/7 voicemail line of the Dorktown Network. And you've got 3 minutes. You don't have to take up the whole 3 minutes. A lot of people are like, well, I got 3 minutes. I'm going to freaking use it, bro. You know, just say your piece and route. And or you can record something yourself and email that to us, that recording to perfectwarpodcast@gmail.com, or just email us. And type out the thing. Go beep, beep, pop, 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 pop. And we'll respond. And our first voicemail is from the classic voicemail line, and it comes from up north.
Hey, guys and girl. It's Paul here. Hey, you must have been reading my mind, because after the 500th episode, I thought, you know who would be a great new co-host for the show?
Drum roll. Yeah,
Brad Stacey.
Wow. So,
what?
Boom. I think it was in the cards, right? Ooh. So that's awesome. Super, super awesome. It's a new chapter. And yeah, Stacey, I think that's it's going to be good. We're going to be
so
going
sweet.
Forward. 1,000 more shows. All right, guys. That's all I wanted to say.
Holy
so welcome, Stacey. And party on, guys. Keep up the good work,
guys.
Cheers.
Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth. Thank you.
That was an unpaid advertisement from me. <Paul. laughs>
I make 5 cents every time I say it.
So
oh, great.
Far,
so now we owe you money, is what you're saying. Oh,
man.
Just kidding. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
work. Keep up the good work, guys. I like that.
Worth it.
Paul says, keep up the good work. Then he gets to hear his own bumper play.
That's true.
Thank you, Paul, for calling. And thank you for that. And, man.
Thanks for the confidence.
That's another listener that was after the 500th episode was like, maybe, Red Station should be on the show. I'm like, eh. Yeah.
So I wasn't just like pushing myself on you guys.
Oh, really? Do you need to show people the evidence?
Well, we didn't know what to do with that, because we've never, no woman has ever been like, hey, I want to hang out with you. I've been like, what the hell? What is wrong with
is
you?
This some kind of fucking trick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are the cameras?
Young Kenona is going to pop out from behind the screen.
Is
right
Ashton
now?
Kutcher going to pop out? Go, I fooled you. You thought a girl wanted to hang out with you. You're like, you got me, fucking Ashton Kutcher. I did.
I'm not your typical lass. I love
gold.
I'm not your typical lass. Damn it.
Probably why you're
I'll
here.
I'll never do an hour show.
I enjoy hanging out with you bearded weirdos. Oh, I mean, God. Like, wow. I love it.
We prefer the term beardos.
Oh, beardos. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Less offensive that way. Why did you?
I apologize.
What did you open? Who opened a beer? Well, I didn't even see.
It was me, and because I fucking spilled my old raspy, so now I'm drinking one of this Helles.
That's how we get you to switch it up. Oh, you had that Helles last week.
I did.
We gotta get Rod Stacy some beer.
It was a backup beer.
I'm gonna have to use a company card at Fresyes Fest and buy some Rod Stacy some beer, I guess.
That sounds all right.
I tried. I really wanted to go get some cool stuff, but then like funeral seminars got in the way.
Marie
Callender's shots happened.
Yeah, Marie Callender.
I know, yeah. Marie Callender's parties happened. And it was
That poor little person at Marie Callender's tried to hit on you, and you're like, fuck off.
I know. She was sweet. But not sweet enough to
Hey, guys! And gal! Hey, it's Florida Steve!
Yeah,
hey, guys! What's going on?
There's a theme.
Rad Stacy, congratulations on being the new third member of the podcast. I am so happy.
She only
for
had
you.
To pay $50,000.
We'll all miss Matt and
his
contributions
he
made to the podcast.
He's still alive.
But I fully understand that he's not wanting to come back. But I'm glad, Mikey and Nick, you decided to bring Rad Stacy on to give sort of that industry.
The pay is legit. So.
Even though
it's
not
in the
industry anymore. So she still has that background, which is really cool.
Yep.
Anyway, guys, nothing really going on in as far as my end. Kind of slowing down on beers a little bit. I've got beer in the fridge, but
knock that off.
Not really drinking a ton.
Fire back up.
Yeah, it's been. Yeah,
doesn't sound like it's too fun.
Baseball and
I think you need to start drinking again, Florida Steve.
Small trip out to Fort Myers to see a Red Sox game, and this Red Sox played the Braves for spring training out in Fort Myers. I had a couple of Sam Adams that they had available in big tall boy cans. Then we left the game and then headed up to Orlando for a couple days and hit Universal and Islands of Adventure. And I really didn't have very much beer, but they do have Toppling and Goliath Pseudo Sue in 16-ounce cans at Islands of Adventure. If you go into the
That's interesting.
Park area, there is a little stand, and they have Pseudo Sue in cans. So I was really happy about that. That kind of made my day.
Yeah, finally
there.
I get fucked up.
So that's all back up. I am now a member of the Carbonator Club. I got my first Carbonator.
Nice.
Hot Wheels Carbonator. It's the monster truck version. 2022 XXL Carbonator. It's real cool. Anyway, guys, that's all I got. Check your dates. Have fun. And as always, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Uh-oh, another one got pulled into the Carbonator Club.
Yeah.
So I got to ask, when the amusement parks have alcohol, you know, for us, us kids that
There's
are
no
over 21,
alcoholics.
Is it now the Aboozement Park, you know? That just came to me. Aboozement Park. You're welcome. Super fun.
Well, it is now. Damn it.
Thank you, California Adventure.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks for making me tolerate kids in strollers.
Right. You know, that's something I just like, can't fucking abide. I told my kid, I was like, you have to walk the whole time because I don't do strollers at amusement parks. I don't freaking make other people put up with that shit. So
yeah, I don't have my own child, but we would not take our niece until she was at least six or seven. Like, you're going to remember this trip. You're not going to drool on yourself and not remember us taking
it. Yeah. And you're going to remember the torture of walking the whole goddamn thing.
Oh, of course. You're going to need a nap by 3:30.
If you do have to take your toddler sized child, a stroller is nice though for the parent.
For you, maybe, not for the rest of us who are just trying to get drunk and go on fucking space.
Well, you got to be responsible with your stroller. Right? You just got to be responsible with the stroller. That's all. We have a real legitimate email.
Responsible.
I'm going to have to read, so everyone prepare. I'm sorry in advance.
Prepare to meet your doom.
From Marcus. And is hello, Perfect Poor, Mikey, Nick, and now with even more essential nutrients, Rad Stacy. I'm typing. Happy 500 plus. Are we still ringing out this soppy towel? Yep. Well, good, because it's well deserved. So now that the 500 hurdle has been cleared, it may be time to address an issue. That issue, Wazoo Corvette and his generous beer donations. I'm sure you've noticed Wazoo's name gets dropped so much after you guys crack a new beer. It sounds like the podcast is sponsored by a small town car dealership. Unwavering generosity from that guy. So I'm trying to stoke some fires by humble request, calling on more Perfect Port listeners to rise up in 2023. I know it's March. And send some beers to the show in order to shoulder some of the Wazoo beer gift burden, if possible. And then he does a little music reference here. He's like, he's not heavy. He's our Wazoo. And then again, maybe the man doesn't want that. Maybe kindness is his mode of expression. So maybe leave it be. But if nothing else, buy Wazoo a pint or two in the wild when possible. He's out there everywhere, it seems. So you might just catch a flicker of him in the corner of your eye, at least. If you can't catch a moment with Wazoo, leave a good beer in the corner for him. Turn around after a few seconds, then turn back and see if the glass is now empty. Oh, yeah, a little secret Wazoo gnome. You never know. As far as the donation call outs go, I will admit it might be fun if, regardless of the beer donor, when a beer gets opened, you just shout out Wazoo anyway, and eventually the name Wazoo becomes a mantle. Wazoo. Worn by any generous human delivering beer across time to others, but not like a distributor with a hand truck. Something bigger. Mythical, legendary, cryptic. Think of a shaven Bigfoot carrying a box of moxa or a handful of kindly beer fairies growing cans of New Glory in your garden. Or leave a box of empties at the front of your bed before falling asleep and wake up to find them fully restored and cold, but not too cold. And those dates stamped on the bottom of the cans. Oh, they're stamped with this morning's date and leap and hope for humanity. Stuff like this is what that Wazoo generosity conjures up for me. You may be thinking, a little much there, and you are right, but still, that kind of support for the show is rather magical, and Wazoo has definitely established as lore in the landscape of this show, I'm sure. Anyway, keep on keeping up that good old work. Congratulations and thanks to each of you and to the show, as well as the listeners and supporters of the show. Cheers. As Marcus, the pint stuff on Untappd. Apologies enough, sorry for the drinky typing. This message was paid for by the Wazoo Piggy Bank Protection Foundation, not affiliated with Wazoo Corvette. There you go, Marcus from the pint
Damn,
stuff.
That was fucking
amazing. And, can I just say, though, that the hand truck off of a distributor's delivery truck is the most seasoned member of any beer society. Like, that shit has, that hand truck has seen some fucking shit.
Yeah. And seen a lot of, distributors.
It is full of, umami. Let me just tell
you. Comings and goings.
I need to just get me a good solid hand truck for the house because I miss that shit from the Vons days. It's just like a piece of comfort.
You know what I'm talking about though, right? You're always like, oh, yeah. I know. So the Vons thing, you're just like, oh, no, not the fucking blue hand truck. You got to have that red one that's been welded back together like five times.
Oh, there was a favorite one that people would fight over. And the guy that got there first in the night crew was like, I got this one.
Yes.
And
they're like, oh, fuck. Yep. And you always knew it too. Like it had all the dings on it, but like they could actually like slide through the store on one foot. It like was just like the smoothest one. Magical. Had
the nice teeth and everything. Oh, damn it. I gotta get one. But that I wanna say that Marcus though backs up his thing, and Marcus actually sent a package to us, but in the package Marcus sent was beers for Wazoo. So so now I actually have some beers to give to Wazoo the next time he gives some beers to us, thanks to Marcus. So
that is
something new that you can do now. If you want to send us beers, you can also include some Wazoo beers because I can get them to Wazoo. But Wazoo he likes doing it. He's very generous, and I always tell him, like, dude, you're being way too generous to us. We don't deserve this. And he's always like, I like doing it. Anything for the show, I'll do, kind of thing. So I'm like, all right, fine. Keep doing it then. Keep bringing us more beer.
Humble in your success and generous in your excess.
Whoa. So. That Wazoo seems like he goes by that. Now, all right, Rad Stacey, we know that Nick likes stouts, West Coast IPAs. I like West Coast IPAs. I like pales. I like hazies. So Wazoo knows this. Wazoo sort of gears his picks along this lines. What should Wazoo look out for? For you, Rad Stacey.
If you have a chance to come upon a very nice, slightly hoppy amber, because I do like a nice, malty backbone, but yet hoppy amber, that would be really fun. I do love stouts. World. Yeah, I do love stouts. I actually like a hoppy lager too, and I don't hate West Coast IPAs. I would like you to stay away from anything that has lactose in it. For me, you can address that to anybody but me. I just don't dig it at all. And then if you come across just like a Pilsner that is just, you're sitting there going like, I could canoe and drink this Pilsner and live the rest of my life just like this and drown like this, I will be all about it. Yeah. But definitely I would say that my favorite style currently is probably a nice dry stout.
Wow. Uh-oh. Now who gets it? Nick or Rad Stacey?
No, she can have all the dry stouts.
Oh. Okay.
Or also, dark black lagers. I really like. So 1554 is one of my favorite beers, but I've ventured out and tried several other.
That was a good beer.
Yeah. Black lagers, dark lagers, and those are super, super good. I like that too. And they still make 1554. I see it on a dry shelf from time to time, which makes me upset that it's on a dry shelf, but I'm not their bitch anymore, so.
I would have never done that.
I'm not going to fight for that fridge space.
I was going to say, what's a wet
guys,
shelf?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
The wet shelf is the one with the freaking blower in there, the cooler. I know. Yeah. Well, actually, can someone let me know? Because actually in the 15 years that I've been, around selling beer or being around beer professionally, I don't know. Nobody says wet shelf, but there's the dry shelf. So
where's your wet shelf?
I'm gonna say wet.
Looking for the wet shelf beer, please.
I'm gonna say wet shelf all the time now for various things. It's not even gonna be beer related.
Oh, that's out in the pickles? Alley, ma'am.
Where's your wet shelf?
Where's your wet shelf at?
Oh, where's your pre-chilled pickles?
You have any of these on the wet shelf? I'm gonna be all the market at the Whole Foods and the market are notorious for this. For people in front of me, that they'll buy something, and then they'll expect the bagger to know what they'll like. Ask for some obscure item, like you guys used to carry this in 1998. This blah blah blah. I'm like, my God, the girl's 18. You think she's gonna know what the fuck you're talking about right now?
Was it like Amberbach or something?
No, like, not even not beer related. Just like this artisan pasta. Like, oh my God, you think she's gonna know what the hell you're talking about? Like,
he's always my favorite, right? Like the checkout person. It's like, yeah, because this person is placing the fucking orders.
Yeah,
probably not.
Of course, yes. They
you guys used to. Well, I just started yesterday, so I don't know what we guys used to do, but we're not doing it today. So,
so it's an ego thing.
Hey guys, can you hear me? Not driving. I have been drinking a little bit though. I went to Incinerati. Had a couple beers there, brought some home. Since I've been home, had some Irish whiskey, had some Green Spot, and some Tullamore Dew. That's right. So, hey, long story short, I think it's awesome that you got a third host, Red Stacy. Excellent choice. She knows tons about beer, and I must say, I am a BJCP judge, and I always find myself like struggling with descriptors. But Stacy just likes Stacy's got some great descriptors. That pencil lead for the lagers, they're kind of sulfury. Oh,
you better get that. You better get that, Skype.
Pencil lead. I'm using
that's
that.
An important call, Stacy.
Pick that up.
You fill out that.
Scotty B, how can I help you?
That tastes and smells like that. Pencil lead's going in there. But anyway.
Thanks for your confidence.
What I really called to say was I had an idea about the cold IPA. So, you know what happens
somebody pick it up.
To the male anatomy when it's submerged in icy cold water? So anyway, I thought a good name for a cold IPA would be I was in the pool. Like from Seinfeld and George, he was in the pool. And Jerry's girlfriend walks in on him, and he's like, was in the pool.
And then his date's I got to get back to the city right now.
Being in the pool, in the, you know, what happens to the male anatomy. I was in the pool. That's a good name for a cold IPA. I was in the pool. Anyway.
Right. You're not wrong. Great work. That's actually pretty good.
Drinking. Sanger.
Sanger.
So, something I didn't mention last time was that, you know, the oyster stout thing. Like, why hasn't anyone said, like, it smells like my ex or something like that for a nice oyster stout?
Why?
Or,
because we have a nice
doesn't even go here or something like that. It'd be good.
We have nice people.
Or
listening.
I think I know her.
Wow. Whoa.
You're not supposed to be better at our show than we are.
No. Yeah. I actually think about this stuff all day. I'm like, what's my casket going, you know, fucking oyster stout name smells like my ex would be great. So anyone listening,
I'm pretty sure, Stacy,
you don't have to credit me. Just do it.
Stacy, there's only a brewery owned by all women could get away with that, that name.
Or like those lips though. Like, kind of, I don't know. I love it. I don't think that just all women could do it. I mean, I think if you're just a confident male saying, hey, I'm going to make this oyster stout and honor the ladies, I think, you know, it could go a couple of ways. If it's a good stout.
That's such a fine line, you know, yeah.
That's exactly, worst beer would have just would just had a big boner if somebody would have done that back in the day.
She's like, just oh, add a little salt.
Just this little is salt. Just the stuff I love to post about.
Salt me.
Salt back.
Wow. Oh, you read Stacey did that meme, oh. The meme guy with the doing the salt on, I on did the salt. Just for those not watching on the video. Nobody can watch on the video except for me.
It's just for us. The faces are just for us.
Yeah. People are like, oh shit, I could watch it. No, you can't watch it.
No. You can't.
You can't. It's all right. You're good.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm working. Nope. Hey, it's Wazzy. Just a quick update about the Sacramento beer scene that's happening. There's a local brewery in Rockland that had a brewery there and had a restaurant tap house in Folsom. Apparently, the brewery's closed. I wasn't aware of this. I don't really get their beer that often. It's called Out of Bounds. Their main production brewery in Rockland. I drove by just for giggles and off a text from one of my buddies and drove by, and there's a sign up says transfer of ownership to Shred Beer Company. Shred Beer Company. This is a new one. We haven't heard of them yet, but
Out of Bounds, Out of Biz.
The brewer from Slice Beer just Company is going to be leaving Slice and opening his own venture. I believe his wife is also a brewer. She brewed somewhere in Southern California. Gosh, I can't remember where, but maybe they're going to team up and make some great beer. But the good news for me is that it's much closer to my house, much closer to where I work, where I go through for work regularly. So I'll be able to keep up with his beer. And then the brewer that's the assistant brewer at Slice is apparently going to take over head brewing duties. So what I've heard about him is he's a good brewer, does a great job. He's been making their beers for a while now, so I shouldn't expect any changes from Slice. As far as beers that I've had lately, Wondrous Beer Company has a Peacherine hopped Pilsner, which is incredible.
I'm down. You know,
Psycho Bear can attest to Wondrous being just wondrous. Also had a IPA from them. It's fantastic. Their beers are just – I haven't had anything that I wouldn't recommend to a friend yet. But that's all I got, guys. Rad Stacey, congratulations on your new appointment to chair number – two or three. I don't know what chair you occupy or if you just stay at home. But great to hear your voice. Great to hear your knowledge. Love it. Be safe. Check your dates. Have fun. I'm working in Modesto.
Oh, no.
Wazoo!
So they say, you know, three is a very feng shui number. So it's good. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Three
yeah.
people.
You mean, yeah,
three's a team.
Triangle, man.
It's the magic number.
Modesto, they have a brewery now, which my mom's from Modesto, more or less via Concordia, Kansas, but and went to high school with George Lucas.
Wow!
Yeah. She was in George Lucas. George Lucas's sister was in her class. George was one
Georgina.
Year. George was 1 year ahead.
Georgina.
I don't know where his sister's name is. But
is that my fucking bird? Which, can you guys hear that?
I heard a little bit, yeah. Your bird is nuts.
Cage crashing.
He doesn't like being in the kitchen.
It's like, I hate bird. This. I hate podcasts.
Where's my home? Yeah. I will say, like, this Tangerine Pilsner thing, I'm down. Like, yeah. I love Tangerine. So here's another thing you can learn about me. I love Tangerine.
Wow.
Just don't put it in like a hazy deal. But like Tangerine Pilsner kind of sounds intriguing. That
sounds like a hazy
intriguing
beer.
To me.
Hazy tange.
That's eat it with a spoon.
Lactose tangerine. Tange.
Yeah.
But, Modesto definitely has a brewery now because I saw it on Instagram, but I can't recall the name.
Modtown Brew. All.
But it was like a long time. That they haven't had a brewery, so good. They got one. Nice. Look for it. I'm surprised Wazoo has been there.
Is it Contentment Brewing?
I don't know.
No,
I can't remember. Yeah.
1870 Brewing? Persuasion Brewing?
I was like, how does she know all these?
Oh, like, what?
I freaking Googled it. Like, I know. Yeah, here I go. Just searching for shit on the Googles.
Top 10.
10 Modesto Brewery.
Oh, there's 1870
hey
Brewing.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I'm bubbling. No. Hey, what's up, guys? It's XL. Haven't called in a while. I'm always out there, out and about, throwing my 2 cents in on the porm and whatnot. Just never call that often.
Yeah.
But tonight, sitting here after work in the jacuzzi, enjoying a beer.
Oh,
watching the sunset over the desert here. Just enjoying the good life. Just wanted to call. Haven't called in a while. Give you a little belated congrats on your 500th episode.
I can hear the bubbles.
A lot of stuff, man. It's good. You know, it's consistent. You do it every week, week in, week out. It's
keep showing
not
up.
Always, you know, epic, but whatever. You're there every week for us, so that's cool. Thanks. Congrats. Also wanted to give a welcome to Rad Stacy, because she is rad. And, you know,
thanks.
Welcome to the show. I think you're a good addition there. I actually did get to meet Stacy at the Firestone Walker Fest in 2016. We had like a little
shit.
Name drop. Perfect Pour Get It call at the fest. There was Stacy. I met Tony Baggs there. I think the Beer Pope was there. A couple other people on a call. Anyways, she's not going to remember me, but whatever. Hi, Stacy. Sitting here, I got an IPA in my hand. West Coast IPA,
remember.
Of course, because I like my IPA like I like my jacuzzis. No haze.
Whoa.
So,
my man.
That's about it.
I like
so,
it.
Hey, keep up the good work, guys. I'll talk to you another time. Bye. Jacuzzi.
2016, eh?
Can I have?
I'll have to go back through my Get It archives. I was probably a keg and a half deep. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Super fucked up, bro.
But I got it apparently. So good, dang. Good for you guys.
Damn.
You're welcome.
Freaking
a
XL. The pleasure's all yours. Is living the life, man.
Certainly.
Damn it. Can I be XL? Barrel when I grow up.
Mm-hmm. Retired in the jacuzzi.
Retired. Yes. That is my freaking goal. That's literally my goal.
Should be soaking it up with your.
Like that's like my day. Like that's my planner. Like my planner. 8 a.m. jacuzzi, and then nothing else is on the planner.
Well,
I like it.
This day's booked.
Yeah, I'm booked. Hey, what are you doing today? I'm booked. I'm in the jacuzzi all day.
Looks like the pool guy just came and it is fresh and clean.
It's fresh. I got fresh, fresh water. Not hazy at all. Super clear. West Coast, yeah. West Super Coast clear. Jacuzzi. Oh, you know this is coming.
What an imperfect fortune to be here, Mikey, Nikki, and Rad Stacy. Congratulations,
you don't know my
homies.
Mom.
You got a perfect person, a third person to make this a perfect trio.
Crappier
podcast. Rad Stacy, congratulations for being part of the Perfect Pour, and congratulations to all the listeners for having you on the show now as a host.
My condolences.
I don't know. Do you know this is true your beer, guys. So I'm just excited, homies. Rad Stacy, the Perfect Pour is a trio now. Matt, we still miss you. Thank you to everybody that reached out and said happy birthdays. And Wazoo Corvette, I think you're the one that sang happy birthday to me. Thanks, homie. That meant a lot. 47, homie. Never thought I'd make it to 47, but let's go for another 47 more. Also, just a quick thing. I will be collaborating with 818 Brewery out of Canoga Park. We're making a beer, homie. And April 10th is my appointment for my collabo. And we are going to brew Chocotazo's cousin, homie, his primo, Big Dog. So instead of a chocolate and coffee stout, I'm making a golden stout, homie. Instead of chocolate, what's the opposite of chocolate, homie? Vanilla, homie. So there you go. I'm making the white primo of Chocotazo, homie. So that's happening. The release party will be early May, hopefully before Mother's Day. More to hear from that. That would be a live show with Craft Beer Republic. He'll be interviewing myself, Derek, and Brian of 818 Brewery. Hopefully, listeners, if you're out there, you're hearing, we'd love to see you guys there, and so you guys can try this beer. Hopefully, I'm shooting for a Sunday. They wanted to do it during the weekday, but I said, man, I got this. I got a huge fan base. Yeah, right. And I'd rather do like on a Sunday or Saturday, but looks more like it's going to be on a Sunday. What else, homie? So that's in the works. And then I have another brewery also that's connecting with me. We're trying to work out a date to make a beer with him over in Thousand Oaks. I won't say who it is yet because there's a few breweries
that want to collaborate. You work with Chew Your Beer schedule.
So it seems like 2023
not yours,
baby face.
Chew Your, homie. Like, it should have been 2020 Chew, but it's 2023, homie. So 2020 Chew just passed, and 2023 is here. So this is Chew Year, homie. So I'm going to make things happen, homie. So I'll still be private on Instagram, so you need to follow me if you want to see my stuff. The only reason why I'm private is because I don't want to deal with the dumbass people that send DMs you. You know what I mean?
Those rival podcasts about it. Will this be is, like, oh.
This is happening, homie. Collaborating beers and Chew Your Beer and Chew Your Year and Rat Stacy and Stacy's mom. This is Chew Your Beer. You like to watch it, homies. Peace out.
I'll let her know you said hi. Chewy 23. I don't know. Chewy 23. I don't know. We could work with it. Do something.
Stacy, can you like give us a picture of your mom and like so we can know what we're dealing with? Okay.
Line
but prompt. I will tell you that her email address is Stacy's mom at some address because she fucking loves that song and it's hilarious.
I love it.
Every time somebody says, like, oh, Stacy's mom. And I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. I'm second fiddle. It's fine.
Wow.
She is hot. She's got it going on.
Oh,
it's true.
All right.
Hey, yo, what's up, homies? True, you'll be here again. Sorry, I apologize. I forgot to add this to my last voicemail. Quick thing. Loggerville, April 15th, being held by Figueroa Mountain in Buellton, California. Yeah. April 15th, VIP tickets are $65. General is $55. Use code CBRVIP to get $5 off your VIP tickets. They will have shuttle buses from, I think, from Santa Barbara, La Pomo, or and some other cities that would bus you there for $20 per person. I'm driving up there. I'm coming back home the same day. It is a lager festival.
Hydrating.
It's called Lagerville. I will be there. Come hang out with me. Come have a beer. Stacy, bring your mom. Nikki, bring your girl. Mikey, bring the producer. Let's hang out. Let's have some cool, delicious beers. Just a couple breweries off the top of my head. I think it's like Radiant, Green Cheek, Highland Park, North Park, Epic, just a bunch of San Diego, LA, and up north breweries will be hanging out. I think even Wayfinder will be there. There's a couple other breweries like from New Jersey coming down. A lot of dope breweries will be there. Come out and hang out, man. Great way to bring in spring and get ready for the summer by drinking some delicious lagers and hanging out with me, man. Your boy Chew Your Beer. I'll be the only Latino there, I think, but hey, I'm still going to have a blast, that's it. So come on down, bring your moms, and bring your family. I will be there with
everyone
my wife.
Everyone bring their mom.
And I think my sister, my brother, and some in-laws are coming. Like, so mom, it's going to be a blast. Lagerville. Use code CBRVIP for $5 off your VIP tickets. That's it, homies. I want to see you guys there. Let's have a blast. Let's cheer some beers for Chew Year, homie. All right, that's it. Just quick little PSA. Love you guys. This is Chew Year. I don't watch you. Peace out.
I feel like my mom's going to get like more more accolades on this thing than me.
Yeah, I think that's where this is heading.
Thanks, early 2000s.
Oh, that's so funny.
But hey, Chew Year, I hope you got that discount code. Go Lagerville. That's going to be a big get it opportunity. I've been there. I stayed in the what's that Nordic town next to Buellton?
Solvang.
Yeah, Solvang.
Yeah.
Solvang. Been there. Solvang's got a couple of beer places in there. It's just saying. Solvang Brewing.
They have a knife shop.
There's Solvang Brewing and another place. But they got that
in
old
Santa
school.
Inez Valley.
Santa Inez Valley,
Isn't it a Swedish town? What did you say? Yeah. Like Nordic or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Some northern white folk city.
What Americans think a Swedish village would look like.
Yeah. And I will say that close to Solvang is the better Firestone brewery.
That's the one with the wild ale. Yeah. I mean, all the quality wild ale.
The 805 sours.
All the sour 805.
You ever had 805 on sour? Dude, you haven't lived.
Dude, sour 805. I bet you they've done it.
Hey, you guys, this is Brian from Iowa checking in. Haven't been able to check in the last couple episodes. Been super busy around here.
Brian.
Actually, I've been behind listening to the episodes for the last few weeks.
Oh, so you got something
got
happening.
This week.
There's going to be
so a, I guess first thing
somebody
I say
coming
is welcome,
on the show that
Rad Stacy.
You away.
Really excited to hear that you're going to be regular on the show. I thought it was funny. It sounded like you were talking about in the last episode that you had anxiety maybe about how you sound on the radio. And I was actually going to call in last week or before that, when you on episode 500 and say you had an excellent radio voice. I think you sound great.
Excelente.
So, hope you're getting over that anxiety. You sound awesome. Keep up the great work. And I guess I'm just really excited to have, a third person on the show. That sounds awesome. So I'm just going to say welcome, Rad Stacy. I think you're a great addition. And I guess, hey, I always wondered who was drinking these farmhouse ales.
who drinks these things
that taste like straw and barnwood?
You don't like that?
I guess that's you.
Come on.
Maybe you're around Iowa and you're the one that's drinking them here too. Yeah. I don't know.
She's keeping the style alive.
Welcome. Personally, last week I was in Florida. Took a family trip on spring break.
Chicago.
Along with about half of Iowa was in Florida. Got back and just about everybody I talked to.
So many damn Iowans here.
We were
Florida Steve was like,
family
oh my God.
Down there.
Iowa by
didn't
the
have
sea.
Any great brewery trips, but had a couple of opportunities at some restaurants. Grabbed some great haze brews. Has really enjoyed our time down there. Visited Orlando, Ocala, and went out to the Space Coast and watched some, went to the Kennedy Space Center, Cocoa Beach, and then saw a SpaceX rocket launch. So that was fantastic. Anyway, hope you guys are doing great. Keep up the great work, guys, and check you later. Iowa.
Nice. Well, I think I may have said it in a past episode, but my father is from Iowa. It really is in my blood.
Can you reveal the town, Iowa town?
Greenfield.
Oh, Greenfield, Iowa.
Yeah. Greenfield,
that
Iowa.
That sounds made up.
It's not made up. You know
what's
made up?
That's an insane
name. Watching rockets go into space. That shit's flat. Like, that's not happening. You're going to be from Iowa and think that we've gone to the moon? Get out of here.
Right. Cheese. Made of cheese. Earth is flat.
Okie dokie.
Why are our shoes shaped like this? Thanks everyone for calling into the show. Thanks for everyone for telling Rad Stacy. Hey, thank you for saying that we had made a great choice in Rad Stacy.
Yeah, we'll see if she makes it back next week. We're unsure.
Thank you guys. Hey, and I will say, I'm going to put it out there super duper fast, but any of you Portlandians, Portland holes, I don't know what you call yourselves,
Portholes. Call themselves portholes.
Oregonians.
Please go around saying, hey, you know, you portholes, you like the beer and the donuts.
You portholes love it. Yeah,
and beer. It's all you do.
It's all you guys
do
all day.
You can DM me if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. But also you can text me at 805-794-1531. I'm only going to say it once.
Whoa.
That's it.
Holy shit. Did you just do what I think you just did? Oh, my God. I'm not going to edit that out. You understand that, right?
Yeah, no, don't edit it out. I give it to everybody. Folks who want to drink beer, folks who are planning on having a funeral, I give it to everybody. So
she's got a burner phone. But
if you want to have
is that your flip phone?
Call me. Yeah, my flip phone.
All right.
I only said it once. You're just going to have to pause it, go back.
No, nobody does that.
Back.
They're just like, I missed the whole show again.
There's no rewind. You got to listen all over again.
I mean, we record the show like it's on the radio, so everyone has to listen to it like it's on the radio, and they're like, I can't go back. There's no way to do that.
I have had the same number since 2010. So, you know, 13 years now. I have my same singular
wireless number. Remember singular wires?
But no calls. I ain't answering that shit. Text only.
Yeah. Nobody calls. Don't worry. Nobody so calls.
Right. Don't be weird and call me. Just text me.
Our voicemail line is literally the only thing that anyone actually calls. Just saying.
We'll see. I think someone might text me. You got it. I put it out there. We'll see.
My battery's getting low for this, so I want to get through this quickly. Nick, what did you drink this week? Do you have any interesting beers to share with the listenership?
Damn it. Well, I had a whole bit for this part of the
Go ahead and go with your whole bit, for God's sake.
All right. So we left the house Friday night. It's unusual. It was strange, but we did it anyway. Hit the gazebo garden.
That is weird, man.
Nice.
I said, I'll take the Kern River Citra, please. And the girl said, do I have it? What shelf is it on? Where do you see that?
That's right
there. I don't know if I have that. I'm like, yeah, it's over there. I see it. It's middle shelf on the right. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Okay, thanks. So Kern River Citra, drinking good at the gazebo and it's not raining.
Dang. A gazebo gardens has a whale beer just sitting there like, oh, do I have that? You're like, yes, you have it. Okay.
Whales, bro. Let's see. I also drink a Liquid Gravity Future flavor.
Had it.
It's a very nice beer from I picked up at the market. And then, Mikey, I don't think you were affected by this, but my neighborhood lost power.
My neighbor, I was also affected.
Thanks to the storm and the weather. And
I was also affected. Okay. I had to change all the clocks to the normal time after that, Nick. So don't think I didn't have to experience some shit.
Not the time change.
No.
Fell on the power.
No, I know. I had to do like all the power went out. And then my daughter's like, my alarm clock's all messed up, Dad. I'm like, oh, God. So I had to do that. So I had a big week, everyone.
Big week.
I had to change the oven clock.
Who's time to set the clocks.
Yeah. I had to change my daughter's alarm clock. I had to change the oven clock. A lot. I mean, it was a big week, guys. I deserve a beer.
It was a lot.
Yeah, I deserve a beer.
So I invented a new game. When the power's out and it's dark outside, I invented beer roulette. It's when you open your fridge and there's no lights on in the fridge or in the house.
Yeah.
And you just reach in and grab whatever beer you can grab and hope it's a good one.
That is dangerous.
Feels appropriate. You don't put bad beer in your fridge, right?
I know, but you don't know if you're going to. Maybe it's a hop water. Maybe it's a cider left over.
Maybe it's a water two parties ago. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah, it could be a death. What's the liquid death?
Do like liquid death.
But it's just water.
As long as it's not still liquid death, like it's weird.
It's still
liquid. It's sparkling.
Oh yeah. See. So there's risk. There's risk. Yeah, here.
There is risk. Like if I'm chugging a still water out of a can, it feels weird, right? Like you're expecting it to be sparkling.
You don't want this.
It's psychological. I know it is, but I'm not into it.
So I'm sorry, Wazoo, but I drink my North Park Triple Foo. Triple Foo. Triple DDH. West Coast.
I think Wazoo's okay with that. Maybe all right with that. When it's situationally, you're like, either I have this beer or I don't have a good beer.
was his goal.
Yeah. I was alone in the dark. I was scared. Yeah.
I'm alone. I need something to cover me. Oh, thank God there's a beer. Thank God I chose the right beer.
I needed a beer.
I love it.
The storm is scary. Any other beers, Nick?
I don't think I mentioned the one I opened earlier tonight. Citra's Good from Movement Brewing Company.
Oh.
West Coast, of course. West Coast.
Wazoo. Wazoo!
Mm-hmm.
Wazoo.
Those are my beers. Those are my
beers. Stacy. What's your untap handle? I want to see if you've been paying attention on the tab.
I have been adding people, but I have not been checking in because I had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad beer experience.
Oh no.
On Friday.
Well, that's what untap is for. One star.
St. Patrick's Day for making it weird yet again. Oh, yeah. So I went to Total Wine, and knowing that on Fridays typically, and this was being St. Patrick's Day too, I knew that there was a beer tasting going on. And I looked down that corridor, right? Like, you know, the corridor that like leads to the beer tasting station, that little deal, like just to the south of like the rest of the store. Oh, yeah.
You got to lock eyes with the server.
And I see that it is Ballast Point and Full Circle.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay. Uh-oh. Like pouring beers together.
That is yeah, all right.
It is a motley crew of beer right there. Like that is that's I'm not sure what to expect, but I was two flutes of champagne deep from Pismo's and I was like, ah, fuck these guys. Fuck these fuckers. I'm going to go check it out.
Point.
So I roll up, the Full Circle guy knows me. And then the Ballast Point guy's like, you look familiar. And I was like, yeah, I hear that all the time.
I'm on the perfect pour. I know.
I'm like, oh, do you recognize my voice face from the perfect
pour? Yeah, you remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
Voice face.
Anyway, so
both episodes.
I go to the Ballast Point guy first for reasons unknown. I guess I was just like reading like a book, like I was going from left to right. Like I just wanted to flip the page. And so I told him, I said, hey, don't give me any watermelon stuff because I had an issue with watermelon in Belgium and I've forgotten over it.
That was the first thing you're like, all right, listen.
Oh, no, not watermelon. I'm sorry. Grapefruit.
No grapefruit shit.
No grapefruit. Yeah. I had this beer in Belgium called Lady Killer.
Who has
it? And it was grapefruit flavored. And it's the last thing I remember. Like,
I would think Belgium would outlaw that. I would think they would be like, no,
they should. They should outlaw it. The thing about Belgium, though, is there's like, hey, if it ferments, it ships. Right? They're just like, hey, we don't fucking care. Like,
something to know about Belgium. They're like, why? Oh yeah, it's alcohol. If you're going to Belgium, sell it.
Yeah, have a good like bread base in your stomach already, right? Like, just don't just slam whatever in there. Just have a good bread base so that you're safe. That's like like your stomach condom right there, right? Just eat some bread.
Oh, and then stomach condom.
Anyway, so
new beer from Tioga
School. He poured me the Speedboat, which is like their salty, lightly hopped ale with a touch of Himalayan salt, and I was like, all right, it's not bad. And we breezed past the grapefruit thing because I was like, I'll vomit on you right now if you serve me that. And so he decided to serve me the Watermelon Dorado. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not a big watermelon fan anyway, but it was so like Jolly Rancher-esque, right? Like, it was just super. Like, do you remember that scene from Ace Ventura when he finds out that like Finkel is Einhorn? And he like starts like
plunging his face.
Plunging his face. Like, that's how I felt after drinking it.
Get this out of me right now.
Yeah, it was unique.
Not enough Hubba Bubba could save it.
it was not. But then, you know, I went to Out of the Barrel and I had Midnight Silk, which is a black lager, and that helped a lot. But the Watermelon Dorado was traumatizing.
Oh,
so if I'm honest. Finkel, Einhorn. Yeah.
Heavy on the extract.
It really was. And then Full Circle had two beers there. There was a peach thing, and I don't remember the other one.
Yeah, nobody remembers Full Circle.
Yeah, that's accurate.
The you can follow. I had some beers. Look at Untappd. You'll see. Okay, Dorktown on Untappd. I'm just worried that this show's going to shut off here any second. So I'm like trying to get shit in. No, you're good. Nerds. Everyone's good. Big cheers to our newest golden god, Brian B. Cyclone is a new golden god. Who are you? Wow. Like, holy crap, woo, man. You believe that shit?
Cheers. Nope. Cheers. 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 Cheers.
Still up. We're still going.
Still going.
Any second now. The man's going to shut us down.
Shut her down.
Our newest golden god, Brian Anderson,
awesome.
Cyclone. We just heard from him earlier on the voicemail segment, and he also sent us some beers, and very cool and all that stuff. So thank you for being in our newest golden god, Brian. We really appreciate it, and just thank you everyone for listening to the show. This could shut off at any second. I'm just telling this to Stacy and Nick right now. Like, just in case it goes dark for you, it is because my phone died. But because I'm using the phone for our recording purposes. But do you have any cheers, Nick?
Cheers. We oughta, baby. It's a boy. To the single cams.
Mr. Oh, yes. Thank you.
They're now full-fledged parents.
Congrats, big cheers to the cams and their baby, and they might never listen to us again for another 10 years or so.
They'll never hear this cheer. Yeah,
they're like, yeah, number one on my list while I have this baby, listen to the latest episode of The Perfect Pour.
I mean, what else are you doing?
Yeah, come on.
Right?
I've had a baby. You're fine.
Yeah, I did it. The whole time I had a baby, I was like, God, I wish there was a podcast I could listen to right now.
Yes. Yeah. Hold it by the...
Hey, Doc, put it on.
You know, whatever.
Hey, Doc! Yeah. Nice cheers, Nick. Any other cheers?
I would like to give a cheers to Captain Fwiffo.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I got a DM. Really, that's the only DM I got, and I want to give a cheers to him and how he was excited about me becoming a full-fledged member of this rodeo on 502. So thank you so much for the kind
words.
That's
a pretty good endorsement.
DM. Hey, guys, DM me. Text me. I'm not going to put my number out there again, but it's here on 503.
Captain Wiffle, that's a pretty good endorsement. If you get
Wiffle
endorsement. That's a
endorsement. I feel good about it.
You're all right. You're getting the right endorsements here.
Yeah.
I was going to grow my beard out.
To see if Stacy makes the cut. We're not sure.
Yeah. Who knows? We'll see how she conducts herself at Fresh Yes.
They can always just take me off of the freaking Skype invite, and I'll be like, well, shit, I guess that's over.
Like, oh.
We do a whole fake show with you, and then we do the real show.
Yeah.
You just have a little cardboard cutout of me.
It's a little, it's a little test to see if you actually listen back to the show. We're like, Nick, we'll just pretend we do a show, and then we'll do our show after Stacy gets up.
Yeah.
Like,
There you go. After I'm asleep already, and I'm like, oh, they're probably recording the real one now.
I'll text them.
This is about to die. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Oh, this is about to die. It's almost, the recording is almost dead.
Yeah, we gotta go. So sad.
It didn't catch any of it.
Looks like it didn't.
Send her bath salts.
No, that's kind of messed up, Stacy, because I will actually fuck it up legitimately. So don't think that's a thing that you're like we're doing to fool you. Like, oh yeah, Mike,
we're not that smart.
You messed up the recording. Sure.
On accident.
I legitimately fuck them up. All right. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. This has been fun. Yes. Have a great week.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe.
Be good.
Yes.
Be good at it.
Have fun. But first, before you have fun, you gotta what?
You gotta get it at Frez. Yes.
That's right. You gotta say yes to Frez. Let's go.
Early,
yes
early Frez. After, early afternoon. Be there.
105, I'll be there.
Yep. Now we got Rad Stacey. Yeah, now. Wow, that was terrible.
Fly in, Reykjavik fans. I'm here for you.
Come on, Iceland.
Get you a Rad Stacey Uber.
Right now. Get on a plane right now. It's Friday. Get on a plane. Yeah. Get to Fresno right now on Saturday. Rad Stacey will pick you up. It's going to be the
most lit shit you ever saw.
That's right.
Yeah. You're like, oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Can't believe
all the street meat.
Who are you?
I had so much street meat in Fresno. Where? Fresno.
It's encased street meat. It's safe. You're
it
good.
Was, it was
the buns good. Have been heated to perfection.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Thank you guys. Have a all great right, night.
We did it. We did it. We got it in before my phone died. I can't believe it.